Okay, let's begin Meseches Beitza. Beitza Dav Beis. This is the Mesechta, all about Inyana Yantif and Ochel Nefesh, and we will and many Inyani Muksa, as we will have, as we had a number of Lamda Shirim and Mesechta Shabbos about these topics, but this Mesechta is as well. And we'll start with the Sugya of Nolad, which comes up right here on Dav Beis. The Gemara, as we know at the beginning of Maseches Beitza, is trying to understand the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. What is the machlokas about Beitza Shonol de B'yantif, the first of the many machlokos in this perek between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Beis Shammai says you're allowed to eat an egg that was laid on Yantif, and Beis Hillel says you cannot. Right? One of the cases where Beis Hillel is machmir. So why is that? Why does Beis Hillel say that you cannot eat the egg? Four possibilities mentioned in the Gemara. Two on today's daf. Actually, three, if you count the last line, and another one on tomorrow's daf. But the first one mentions maybe it's an issue of muksa. Maybe the reason that Beis Shammai allows and Beis Hillel does not allow is because there's an issue of muksa going on here, right at the beginning of the Gemara. Well, what type of chicken are we talking about that laid the egg? Is it a chicken that I could have shechted, that I had in mind to shecht? When Yantif started or not, as we'll learn. Muksa is determined at Bein HaShmashos, at the beginning of Shabbos or Yantif. Something that is Muksa at the beginning of Yantif or Shabbos is Muksa for the entire Shabbos. Migud is Katsoi, Bein HaShmashos is Katsoi L'Kula Yoma. The opposite is not true. Something that is not Muksa when Shabbos or Yantif starts can become Muksa on Shabbos and Yantif. Right? That's the opposite. But if something is muksa when Shabbos Yantif starts, and I don't have any in mind for it to become, and naturally it won't become unmuksed, so then it is muksa for the entire Shabbos. So yes, the Gemara. What kind of egg are we talking about? If we're talking about a chicken that you could have shechted and eaten on Yantif, then why would its egg be usur, be muksa? The whole mother is not muksa. My time at the Beis Hillel, ochla de ifrisu. The mother was food when Yantav started, so the egg should be food. Ela batarna goles, oh man, that's the god of the Beitzim. So it must be talking about a chicken that's muksa, meaning a chicken that you have no plans to shecht. You have a chicken that's there to lay eggs, so why would Beis Shammai say it's allowed? Muksa, isn't it muksa? So the Gemara now says, umay kushya, dilma Beis Shammai les lemuhu muksa. Maybe Beis Shammai doesn't hold a muksa. What does that mean, doesn't hold a muksa? We will learn that there is a major machlokas, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, about muksa. Rabbi Shimon holds of less muksas than Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds of more muksas. So maybe Beis Shammai holds like Rabbi Shimon. He holds of less muksas. So Gemara says, no. Kasal gadaitin afiluman deshori b'muksa b'nolad asar. We think at this stage that even if you would reject muksa, which are a certain number of categories of items that are set aside not to use on Yantiv, even if you say that doesn't apply, muksa is mutter, but nolad would be usser. Nolad would be usser. So what exactly is nolad? Nolad could be called a form of muksa, but it's something that is created somehow that came into existence on Shabbos or Yantif. Nolad was born, literally. It was born on Shabbos or Yantif. So the Gemara has the possibility that Nolad is more chamur than muksa. And the Gemara ends off in the next line saying, no, they go together. If you hold the muksa, you hold the Nolad. You don't hold the muksa, you don't hold the Nolad. And that goes into the Gemara's first suggestion. So what exactly is the problem conceptually of Nolad? So Rashi says in Dibur Maskil Kasal Kadaitin, the Afilu Rabbi Shimon Deshori B'Muksa B'Nolad Aser. The Ilu B'Muksa Svira Lelo Maxi and Ezri Daite Midi Dechazilei. Regarding Muksa, maybe Rabbi Shimon holds that a person does not separate from his mind something that is roi to use on Yantif. So therefore, regular Muksa he doesn't hold up because people aren't Maxa Daitam. Aval Nolad Lo Havi Yada Dinevi Daite Ilave. But Nolad is something new that came into existence on Yantif. I had no idea that this was going to come into existence. And therefore, the Havamina is that even if one is Matir Muksa, doesn't hold the Yisurim of Muksa, they would hold the Yisurim of Nolad because it was totally not in the person's mind. The Ur Zarua, the beginning of Maseches Beitza, he calls it Hilchas Yantif, right? Quotes from the Riva in Shin Chavtes. Quotes this pshat of Nolad from Rashi. Rashi says, what's the issue of Nolad? We'll say one word. Das. Right? That's Rashi's focus on Nolad. It's focus on the Gavra, the person. He had no idea. He was wouldn't have had it in his mind. So the Arzari has two questions on Rashi. Number one, if you're telling me if it's a das issue, then even by a tarnagolas ha'omedes la'achila that you're planning to eat, there could be a das problem. What if you still don't know about the egg? Right, Lefipi is Rashi should first time with the Nolam. Mishum delo yadale dinevi daiti lave mei karanami. Even in the first stage of the Gemara, Kiparach, when the Gemara asks, Ileva batana golzam das lachila, if you're going to eat the chicken, then of course it should be mutter. My time of the Beisilo, havilo lomar mishum Nolan. Kidamazakash, it's still a problem Nolan. Number one. Number two, the Gemara later on gets into the status of bones and shells. Let's say at the end of my meal, bones and shells. So that, says the Gemara, what do I have to do? I'm not supposed to touch them directly because they're muksa. I'm supposed to shake out the tablecloth, the Gemara says. And in that way, would not move muksa directly. So asks the Arzarua. But one second. Those you obviously know are going to happen on Yontif. You know when you eat your nuts, you're going to leave over the shells. You know when you eat your chicken, you're going to leave over the skin. So why is that a problem of muksa / nolad? Right, the person knows that this is going to come on Shabbat, on Yontif. Vesugavia, and that's Shabbos too, maybe. Vesugavia, someone who klipin, basically says Masalik as a tavla kula minara of Yamai. Hayada bevadai, shekshiyochal, yulafanavat samos veklipin, vedaitin alehen. We're not being mechalic right now in lumdis between the svaras of Nolan and the svaras of Muksa. But we're not going to for today's purposes. So the Riva says, so bones and shells, if you say it's all about the Das Ha'adam, then why should those be muksa? Well, I know I'm going to eat nuts and have it on Shabbos or Yontif. So the Riva argues with Rashi, the issue of Nolad / muksa is not about the Das Ha'adam, it's about the inherent status of the item. It's about the Chefsa. Says the Arzura, Hilkach Pirish Rabbeinu Yitzchak, Berebi Usher, the Riva. Deloshayech lomar nolad elabadavar shenishtane v'naase ro'i ladavar shelohaya ro'i lo mitchila. It has to do with something inherent in the chefsa. Kigon, like an egg that was originally in a mother chicken that you had no plans to shecht on Yontif, meaning it's not ochel. And right when the egg is laid on Yontif, it becomes ochel. That's a new status. That's nolad / muksa. Go beitza tarnagolas. So it's like all the beitzim. Tiksha haisa b'mei tarnagolas lo haisa ruya lachila v'yachshav shenol donatzes ruya lachila hilka chavile nolad. Aval beitzas tarnagolas so it's lachila lo shayach lemeimer banolad. Shegam b'mei tarnagolas haisa omedes lachila. So therefore, he says it's all about the status going from ochel to ochel or non-ochel to ochel. And he proves it from the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Chav Tes, where the Gemara there talks about three different brises, Chav Tes of an Aleph, whether you're allowed on Yontif to, what are you allowed to use to throw into your fire in order to burn with, right? We're allowed to make fire on Yontif, we're allowed to add to fire on Yontif. So the Gemara quotes in the name of Rav, Masikin bekelin vei masikin b'shivei kelim. I'm allowed to throw into the fire a kli. Let's say I have a wooden chair that I'm not planning to use anymore, so I can throw the wooden chair into the fire. But if I have a chair that broke on Yontif, and now I have a leg of the chair, that's called Shivrei Kalim. So I can't use that because they've Rabbi Yehuda, because that's Muksa. Rabbi Shimon says you're allowed to. Rabbi Shimon Matir, you're allowed to because he doesn't hold the Muksa. And the Gemara has three cases. Well, number one, Kalim and Shivrei Kalim. Number two, Tamarim dates, and then seeds of dates, Machlokes. And also, Egozim, and their Klipos, their shells. So the Gemara continues and says, why do you need all three cases of kalim and tmarim and egozim? So Gemara has the following line. If I would have only had the first one, the case of the kalim, I would have thought only there, Rabbi Yehuda says, Asur, demeikara kli, fahashta shever kli. Because it started off Yontif as a kli, and now it's a broken piece, fahavile nolad vasur. Says the Riva, that sounds like a chefza issue. It doesn't sound like a das issue. Originally it was a kli, and now it's a shever kli. Aval tmarim de meikara garina vahasha garinin. But dates, since nothing changed here, you had seeds when Yontif started, and now it has seeds when Yontif continues. Ema shaper tam. I would have thought that's not a problem. So he brings that as a raya. The problem is, you could look at the next line of the Gemara and say maybe it's a raya to Rashi. Why? The Gemara says, and if you only have the second case of the seeds, I would have thought, you know why that's a problem? Meikara mechasyin v'hashta megalyin. Because when Yantav started, they were covered, and now they're open, they're revealed, because you open the date. That doesn't sound like a status issue. It sounds like a das issue. They were covered when Yantav started, so I wasn't thinking about them. And now they're uncovered. So I don't know if the Gemara in Shabbos Chavtes is a right to either, but that's the Gemara that the Riva quotes. Another parallel machlokes in the same sugya here is found in other Rishonim, the Ran. The Ran right here on Daf Aleph asks, why is an egg that comes out of a chicken an issue of muksa, while milk that comes out of a goat not muksa? What is an egg and milk? Ask the Ran. The ikalamedak the hachamashma the kiva the tanagolas muksa afabetsa nigreres acharei. If the mother's muksa, then the egg is muksa. And later on we're going to discuss this, and the Parachavis, and in Shabbos it says, in the sugyas of Dush, remember the sugyas in Masechta Shabbos, I'm not allowed to squeeze a fruit or milk a cow onto liquid or something empty. But I'm allowed to squeeze it onto something solid, right? You can squeeze a lemon onto fish or salad on Shabbos, but I'm not allowed to squeeze a lemon into tea on Shabbos. But what's clear, if the Gemara says that I'm allowed to milk a goat, at least if it's onto solid, that shows that the milk is not muksa. Milk's not muksa. So why is the milk not muksa while an egg is muksa? That's the shaila. V'ha'ez b'shabes muksa, is he. The goat is muksa. I guess they use goat milk as much as we use cow milk. Machmas iser shchita. V'yafilu achilo mitzar chalba mishum lasa didas. So what's the difference? What's the difference, between milk and an egg? Says the Ron, well, it depends on the status. When it comes to an egg, the egg wasn't an egg, says the Ron, but when Yantav started. Hacha nolad gomer chashvin amlei. It's a totally new thing. V'kivan t'tarnagol osam ezek ala beitzim yatsa mitaras ochel gamrei u'beitza shalav bishu ochel gomer. So the chicken is totally not food, and the egg is totally food, and therefore it's aser. Dahashtahu demashvi la'ochel, because now it's called food. Aval tarnagolosom elas la'achila, but by the chicken that's aser ba'achila mishum iser Shabbos lo yatsa mitaras ochel. Di isurhu deravya ale ka'arya ba'alma. Interesting. I have to figure out what the svar is, but what the Ron is saying is that the goat is totally not ochel when Shabbos starts. The chicken, even if you don't have any plans for eating it, or let's say if it's Shabbos where the chicken, you can't shecht the chicken, it's still in the parsha of ochel. You just can't shecht it. But it's less of a status change. So again, we could talk about that difference. Let me just read the last line. The milk. Find that goat is aser, but the milk is never nasar me'olam. It's just milk inside the goat. So we could talk more about that, but at least what is the focus of the Ran? The chefsa, the egg versus milk. If you look in the Tosfos read, the Tosfos gives a different answer. He says, because people know they're going to milk the goat on Shabbos. They have no idea if the egg's going to be laid on Shabbos. Focusing on the das, like Rashi. So exactly the same parallel machlokas. Tosas read following Rashi that the issue of nolad slash muksa is the issue of das or ha'adam. Masha'en kein, the Ran following the Arzaruah seems to have the opposite approach. You focus on the das, focus on the chefsa, not on the das. This is a major hakira in the world of muksa. How much is it das of the person? How much is it the chefsa itself? A couple of nafkaminas that come up lamaisa. What happens if I think something is muksa when Shabbos starts? I think it's not ra'ui, but really it is ra'ui. Really it is. Let's say I have, there was a candle that was burning, and I thought, I wasn't home, but I thought when Shabbos started, it was still burning. But really it had gone out before Shabbos. It had gone out before Shabbos, and there's leftover oil, which I could have used in the little pamot. In the little old candelabra. So I get back, and then I realize that it went out before Shabbos. I could tell. So is that muksa? Inherently, it was roy when Shabbos started, but I didn't know it. I thought it was usher. So that seems to be a machlokas between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi seems to say muksa, and the Gemara in Beitza says later on, Daf Chavav says it's not muksa, and we pass in Lakula. We paskin lekula. If you look in Shin Yud Sif Dalid, that case is about, remember in the days of old, they used to dry out their fruit. They used to put the fruit up on the roof in order to dry out, in order to become good. So let's say the fresh fruit is good. As it starts drying in the sun, it becomes putrid. And it's not ra'ui, and then it becomes good. So let's say it was ra'ui when Shabbos started, but I didn't know. I didn't realize. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins, mutter. Right, but it's grogos v'tzimukin shin yusuf dalit sheyimuksim ukshigia ben hashmashes farnes yabshu. They were already dry. Fame ruuyim machila, and they were ready to eat. Af apishalo yado abaylam bo sashoshin as yabshu. Even though the owner didn't know, v'acharkach no delam shemen hashmashes kfar hayyaveshim mutter. But what's the lumdus? Again, if you go by the item itself, then that we understand why it's mutter. If you go by the dasa adam, then you should say even in this case it should be aser. The person already was maksit midaito. Right, they weren't thinking about eating it at all, using it at all, and therefore it would be, if you go by the Dasa Adam, it should be Aser, but we paskin mutter in that case. What about an opposite case? The Primosha, one of the Achronim, here discusses what happens if he doesn't think it's Muksa, but it really is. I don't think it's Muksa, but it really is. Later on Shabbos or Yontif, it becomes unmuksed. The reason that it was muksa becomes, it was really not ro'i, right? The opposite. I thought the fruit were ready, but it really wasn't ready. But Shabbos morning, they became ready, right? So what do you say in that case? So he quotes, the Primosha quotes, the Machlokes, but Achronim, between the Piskei Rid and the Primagadim, but this would also be the same, could be the same idea, that if you say you go by the Das, that here he had Das to use it. You're right, it was muksa. But then it became unmuksed. You wouldn't say mikdus katsoi because in his mind it wasn't maksit midaito. But if you say go by the chefsa, so when Shabbos started, it was not roi, and therefore you shouldn't be able to use it. The Rama discusses there in the same simon a third idea in simon shin yud. What about items of a non-Jew? Are items of a non-Jew muksa? So Rama quotes based on Yerushalmi of goy ein sorach hachein, that there's no muksa, no problem of muksa on non-Jewish items of a non-Jew. V'yesh omrim de'ein hachana shayach b'shelkusi v'yafilu grogos v'tzimukim shebiyadu mutarim. Even if something that when Shabbos started was not roi, but if it belongs to a non-Jew, it is mutter. There's no problem. Why? Says the Magen Avram. De'ein ha'akum maksa midaito klum. Because the guy isn't maksa what he thinks that he's not going to use. So everything, whatever I can use, I'll use. V'kimachu muchan l'sh'echad, muchan l'kol. He doesn't put anything out of his mind, and since it's right for him, it's right for me too. He can't say muksa for one person and not for another. That's the Magen Avraham. Focus on das. The guy doesn't have das to be maksa it, and therefore, it's not a problem. But if you look in the Taz, and if you look in the Gra, the Taz says, Pirish b'davar atal. I'm sorry, Dan Achan b'davar atalish. Avol b'mechubar shelikto akum b'shabes asul kuli alma. The Taz says, maybe I'll agree with you with certain levels of muksa. But if something is what we might call muksa gamor, it's a fruit that's attached to a tree when Shabbos starts. It says then even that would be usher. That would be usher, right? The Taz and the Gra limit the Ramah. By a real muksa machmas isser, it is muksa. So maybe they're influenced by the fact that there are certain chefses that are totally not roi. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah here in Reish Yud Sifkat Shin Yud Sifkatan Yud Gimel, says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Yud Gimel. He quotes this from the Frizik Plains, the Rama, and then he quotes that there are some achronim that argue on the Rama totally. He's mefakpek on this Ramah. Since when Yantif Shabbos started, it was not Roy. Right? So the Beis Meir, and he quotes from Rav Shneur Zalman, Lubavitcher Rebbe, V'yalkein mefarish demaria hashulchan arach davka v'grof simuka dechazum lo chazum. Maybe the Ramah only means things that were semi-ready, but not totally not ready. So again, it's a discussion that the people are not so comfortable. Some are not so comfortable with the Ramah because maybe it should go by the chefsa and not just by the das not by the Da'asa Adam. You might also, just the fact we mentioned this chiluk just before from the Ran, but Tosfos also mentions it here. Tosfos on the Aman Aleph right here discusses the difference between Nolad and Nolad Gamur. Nolad and Nolad Gamur. Some things are Nolad, they're new, but some things are totally, you would never have thought. That's what Tosfos here is machalik between a broken kli and an egg. It's a difference. Tosfos says, "Delo dami, dahai nola, dahacha havi nola tfe, shemitchila lo haya ba'olam." An egg was not here at all. A broken kli, it was here. Aval hasam hakli haya ba'olam, raksha nishbar. Right? There's a difference. Right? Tosfos discusses the Gemara in Erevin. What about rainwater? So the Gemara says there, rainwater is not. It was in the clouds when Shabbos started. It just moved and it came down. So maybe it's not nola. Anyway, this is a big discussion of the Lambdas. Nolad is also a very Lamaisa discussion. It's discussed by making whipped cream, right? When the spray whipped cream, is that an issue? Post can discuss that as an issue of Nolad. It comes up all the time. Is there a Nolad by changing forms? Ice cubes on Shabbos, is that an issue of Nolad? Are you changing a form? And there's a separate issue of Molid, not just Nolad. Molid, not just Molid. Rashi has a case of Molid. If you look at the Shmir Shabbos, he has a long footnote. He has a 3-page footnote about Nolad and 5 types of Molid. If you look in Perachav Beis of the Shmir Shabbos, he talks about everything you wanted to know about Nolad and Molid. But again, there's a lot of Lamaisa cases related to this. Maybe we'll have a chance to talk about that at some point soon. But today we did the Lumdus of Nolad with a couple of halachic ramifications. We'll stop here.